from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How hard was the push for Aiyuk specifically?
Yeah, so my understanding is I'll have all the details on this in a column tomorrow. But if a deal had gotten done, it would have been for a 2025 second round pick, a 2026 fourth round pick, and Kendrick Bourne. And they had two proposals to Aiyuk on the table. I was told that of the teams that were in this, they had the strongest monetary offers in just about every way. They offered him a 3-year deal at $90 million. They offered him a 4-year deal that averaged $32.4 million per year. So, like, they offered him the shorter deal, which players usually prefer, at a little bit less money, but that was still at 30, which is what he got on a 4-year deal in San Francisco.
Do you know the guarantees on that? Or
I don't, but what I can tell you is I would just say, like, that generally the first 3 years of these deals are either guaranteed or virtually guaranteed. I was told flat out that if this was about the money, in just about every way, New England won.
That was Burt Breer with Tommy Curran on NBC Sports Boston over the weekend. More details on Brandon Aiyuk and the Patriots' offer for Brandon Aiyuk, who's back with the Niners. It's all water under the bridge.
He certainly is.
Trent Williams back with the Niners.
Where are they getting all this money?
It's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, where all of a sudden did they find that in between the couch cushions?
They're like, all right, fine. We'll give you $120 million.
I thought I read this earlier today. The only holdout left in the league is Hassan Reddick with the Jets. I believe that's the only holdout remaining.
Well, Jamar Chase, right? Whatever that would be.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. Schefter. I thought I saw
this
in the Schefter tweet. That's a good point.
Take a look.
Hang on. How exactly did he word it? Because, yeah, we were just talking
about Hassan Reddick.
We were just talking about Chase. Duh.
Well, because Reddick got traded,
Jets pass rusher Hassan Reddick is now the only player still holding out and away from the team facility. That's
yeah, because Chase,
like,
Chase
is there.
That's he's around.
Yeah.
He's kind of hanging out.
He's there. He's just kind of watching from the sidelines.
Like, what's my plan
his
here?
Weird sunglasses.
Yeah,
he's kind of doing that. So anyway, that was Burt Breer again with Tommy Curran. We're going to talk to Curran about an hour from now at 12:30. Who won't we talk to today, Keith? Like, honestly.
You never know.
Hunter Henry.
Keep
Christian Gonzalez.
Yep.
Rob Ninkovich. Mac Jones. Bill Belichick.
I could all call in.
Matt Light. Well, yep. They all kind of were on that one call with Ninkovich.
That's true.
And Tommy Curran about an hour from now. So quite a list here today on the show. Aiyuk, and I'll recap what Burt Breer said. It would be a 2025 second-round pick, so they weren't offering a first.
Yep.
2026 fourth-rounder and Kendrick Bourne, and they had the best monetary offer, according to Burt. Still no detail, no specific details on what they were offering in terms of guaranteed money. Does that make you feel better, worse, indifferent about Brandon Aiyuk? Is it time to close the book on this whole discussion?
Well,
how'd you feel about that report?
Yeah, I mean, I feel, based off of that, if they really were willing to give that kind of money, that's a great sign. Like, I just don't know. Like, they need to win one of these for me to know. Like, they need to actually sign a massive check to one of these receivers for me to believe it. Like, they didn't get DeAndre Hopkins, they didn't get Calvin Ridley, and they didn't get Brandon Aiyuk. Now, the one thing that they have going in their favor is Aiyuk maybe played this exactly the way he wanted to. He stays with one of the best teams in the NFL, and he gets his money. So even if you got a few more million dollars guaranteed to play in New England, is that really worth it over the course of 4 years to stay in San Francisco? So maybe the player ended up getting what he wants. I just hope that that part's true. I hope, because it really all came down to the money. A second, a fourth, and Kendrick Bourne, take it. Like, sure, that's for a guy like Brandon Aiyuk. Smart that they wouldn't include a first, because that would be reckless. That would be a fireable offense if you included the first. So it's all about the money. You can either choose to believe it or not. I'd like to. Like, I think that's nice, but they need to sign one of these players before I really know for sure.
Yeah, and why am I giving them the benefit of the doubt, is all I would say. And I think the counterpoint to that would be, well, they have spent this offseason. They have spent. when it comes to guaranteed cash and total money. They have actually spent. They brought back all these guys. Now, there are no new players. They haven't upgraded whatsoever, in my estimation.
And not at premium positions.
Correct.
It's not top-end money at quarterback.
Safety.
Yes.
Guard.
Safety.
Running back.
Tight end, even. Like, I need a wide receiver, quarterback, which right now you don't have to do that, right? You drafted one, so that's fine. But quarterback, wide receiver, corner, and pass rusher. Like, those are the ones, and left tackle. Like, those are the ones you have to spend significant money at. They haven't done that yet.
And, you know, they do have to spend. There's you know, rolling floors you have to reach and, you know, minimum thresholds you have to reach over periods of time. And so they spent in 2021. They spent this off. They didn't upgrade their team, but they spent this offseason. And it's a good point by you. They're not even spending at premium positions for wide receivers, for quarterbacks, for cornerbacks, players like this. And so I just wonder if they had to reach a certain number and contribute a certain amount of cash this year, and this was their way to do it. And I don't know that they've changed their ways, and I still don't understand why there's no concrete detail. Like, Burt has concrete details on the draft picks.
Yeah.
He has concrete detail. It's Kendrick Bourne. So where's the concrete detail on what they were offering in terms of guaranteed money? And why wouldn't Brandon Ayuk take that money? Why wouldn't players take that money? They all took it in 2021 to come here. That wasn't a Brady thing.
Well, like, how much more do you have to pay to get Ayuk? Because if you're Brandon Ayuk,
yeah, what's the tax?
Yeah, like, there's got to be something to go to a bad team with an unsure quarterback situation, and you're leaving a team that is a Super Bowl contender, and you're also, I mean, some guys would die to be the number one option. Other guys might say, you know what, doing pretty good, knowing I got Debo on the other side. I got McCaffrey. I got Kittle. Like, I just led the team in receiving yards last year. And so he ended up getting, what, $76 million guaranteed.
$120 total
is the total of the deal. We kept hearing $32 million average annual from New England. It was $30 average annual in San Francisco. But again, it's all about the guarantee. So I don't know what it is, but even if it was $80 I'm going to the Niners.
Yeah, it's not enough for you?
No. $4 million in Taxachusetts? Like, I don't think
that's a good point. We gotta see those California taxes. But yeah, I
think he'd be miserable here.
I just can't imagine if they had the best offer monetarily and it wasn't close. I just can't imagine a player doesn't take that. And if he's willing to hold out, and I get you can compete for a championship in San Francisco, but right, you could go be the number one.
Mm-hmm.
You could, and the coach and quarterback situation here is not ideal.
It's not.
Especially week one. It might be better by even week two with Drake May, rather, and Jacoby Brissett on the sidelines. But I just can't imagine it's so bad guys won't come here. I have to think, until I see real figures, I have to think that's why guys aren't coming here, because they attracted almost zero outside free agents this year.
None. Antonio Gibson and Austin Hooper, like, they got nobody. So I still think it looks worse that you weren't able to spend a little bit more for DeAndre Hopkins a year ago or Calvin Ridley this year, because those guys were free agents and they ended up both going to the same team, but it's a team that's not great. It's a team that is better than you, but, like, you're going to Tennessee. Whereas, like, San Francisco, I could see him, like, being like, I want to stay here. I got to play it a certain way. They're not willing to give me this contract, but I need to at least put it out there. The agent talks to Cleveland and Pittsburgh and New England, try to drive the price up a little bit. Although, by all accounts, they didn't really drive the price up. They just kept it the same. This is what the original offer was, but he ended up settling for it. But because if you're Brandon Ayuk, you don't really want to play in New England. So if you're going to play in New England, I think, I don't know, $86 million, $90 million? Like, it would have to be a ton guaranteed over what you got in San Francisco.
Yeah, I guess my feeling, and we disagree on this, my feeling is they're not missing out on players because guys won't come here. They're missing out because they're not willing to extend for some of those premium players.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Furthermore, if you're talking specifically about receivers, I am worried how many are actually going to hit the market.
I think some people or some players might not want to play here. Like I think Andy Hart, when we were doing a show a few weeks back, was referencing like Matthew Stafford, like one, like it was like on a no trade list, like not going to New England. Like I think certain players, like it's funny, Gerard Mayo today, his sell when he was on with Greg, and he was talking about like this is a place to play if you love football. Mm-hmm. And his next line was, "There's nothing to do in Foxborough except play football."
He's like,
and
yeah.
I'm like, that's the worst sales pitch of all time.
Yeah, nothing to do but play football and
like
get
football.
Better.
They all like football. You can like football, love football, and be involved in football anywhere.
Yeah, work on that sales pitch.
It's a terrible sales pitch. And now the team is bad.
Also, the Crafts don't want to hear that. They're like, built all of this stuff in and around Foxborough, Patriot Place. There's nothing here, Gerard.
Nothing. There's nothing there. Like, he basically was
you insulted your boss and prospective free agents. Not a great line.
It's like playing for the Edmonton Oilers or the Ottawa Senators. You don't want to play here. Or Winnipeg. So That's not a great sales pitch. So I could see certain players in the league being like, no, I'm not going to go to New England. As long as the money is somewhat in the ballpark. I'm with you. Like once you are willing to be far and away the highest contract, then yeah, I would think 90% of guys would take that. But I don't know how close it really was. You know, I mean, Bert said they had the best deal, but 77 would be the best deal over 76. But,
right.
Like, I mean,
and we're,
it's not enough.
We're how many weeks away, and he's got all these concrete details on the trade, but not on the money. So
yeah, true.
The team isn't putting that out, and why aren't they putting that out, and where is that figure? When I see that figure, and it's reported, and they had the most, and I get what Bert's saying. Look, most of these deals are guaranteed through 2 and 3 years. Most of that money's up front. Yeah, most of them. What about the Patriots one?
Do you think
what about some of these Patriots offers? Because they also play a lot of games in these contracts.
Is Ayuk's agent not putting that information out just so, like, hey, I don't want to burn a bridge. I don't want to work with those guys again. Because you could also even sell it to the fan base in San Francisco and be like, he didn't even take the most money. Like, he wants to be here.
It's true.
You could go that route. Or maybe he had this X number of players and he's like, all right, I'm not going to really put that out there because then maybe the Patriots will be pissed that I said that. But yeah, I am a little bit surprised that we haven't gotten concrete numbers yet.
Well, and it just speaks to they didn't have the best offer. To me, that's what that speaks to.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.